So we know that in this week's parsha, in Parshas Metzora, the Torah again deals with the obligation to go ahead and become purified with Tzaraas. If last week's parsha was more about the details of Tzaraas, this week's parsha is about the details of the purification of Tzaraas. So the pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Zos tia Tzaraas Metzora b'yom taraso." This is the Torah, this is the obligation of the Metzorah on the day that he's purified. V'huva el ha-Kohen. He will be brought to the Kohen. So if you notice again, one thing that becomes dramatically clear, we actually spoke about this last week on Shabbos, is that the entire process of the Metzorah is focused on the Kohen. Everything is the Kohen. Nothing gets done without the Kohen. We even spoke about last Shabbos that even if the Kohen is an absolute Amah Aretz, he still has to be the one who rules ultimately again whether or not the Nega is Sarah us or not. Even if he knows nothing and there's a Tam Tchachim whispering in his ear, Tametor, Taras, Nazaras, that's the way that everything is the Kohen. So the Dumna Magid says something quite beautiful. Dumna, I'm going to quote you. He says, we know the Gemara tells us that the chet of tzaraas, or I should say, excuse me, the punishment of tzaraas, comes about because of different types of averos. Actually, again, the Mefarshim point out, the Gemara points out that it's really three different averos, that it's taivas hamamon, so lusting after money, gaiva, arrogance, and lashon hara. But of course, the one that most focus on is lashon hara, is slander, negative speech. So the Dibna Magid says something, I want to read to you. He says, B'nei Adam, Mizalzlan b'lashon hara. So the truth is, many people are mizalzlan. Many people engage in lashon hara without giving it a second thought. Why, says the Dibna Magid? He says, because ki einam yodim es chumras hadavar, es koach hamacha shebepeh, en yodim laharich es hashba l'rash yish b'lashon hara. Because now, so the Dibna Magid says like this, if you accept the fact that people at their core are good, people are good, so why are people so mizalzlan lashon hara? Why do people speak negatively about the other so easily without a second thought? We'll say the truth is we're nichshal lashon hara all of the time. Sometimes because we don't even realize what in fact is lashon hara. That's a separate discussion. But why is it that we take this prohibition so lightly? It says in the Nagin, it's very simply because people don't really think about the impact of speech. People say to themselves, A, he says, choshvim v'chima asisi. What did I do? So you'll say, if I eat chazer, I did a maisa. If I engage in arayas, I did a maisa. I did an action. But again, lashon hara, what did I do? Right? What did I do? Just a couple of words. What's the big deal? Hotseisi, alright, hotseisi agami, pi, ela rak dvarim ba'ala. Bless you. So what did I do? It's just words. It's just words. I didn't do a maisa. I didn't do an action. There, bless you. Therefore, it says Dibna Magid something amazing. Lachin huva ala kohen. So therefore, what's the whole purification process of tzaraas? The mitzvah is brought to the kohen. The yiresh diburo shall kohen chotech goralo leshevet o lechesed b'motza piv tar nitar uba'omro tamei nitma mizeh yodea laharich es hakoach ha'osam shebedibor tov l'ra hachayim v'amavis b'adolosh. Dibna Magid says something amazing. What's the purification process for the Metzorah? But say, how does it all start? It comes, right, he's brought to the Kohen. What does the Kohen say? Kohen says, Tame. And we'll say one word. One word makes the difference as to whether or not I'm permitted to live with my family or to whether I'm kicked out of the camp. One word makes the difference between I can continue my life as normal or my life comes to an abrupt halt. One word, Tame or Tar, makes all of the difference as to the nature and quality of my existence. Similarly, I undergo the purification process. Well, say, can you imagine the anxiety of the Metzorah? He's going to be brought to the Kohen. Remember, he's brought to the edge of the camp. He comes out to the edge. The Kohen comes out to the edge. The Kohen looks at him. We're both saying one word. One word is the decisor of the Metzorah's fate. Tame or Tahar. It's even the first same letter, right? Ta, Tame, Tahar. But to how Ta is the Kohen. Can I only imagine? The Kohen begins to articulate the word. The Metzorah is all anxious because one word makes all the difference. Says the Dibna Magid, that's the entire process of Tzaraas. People think that words don't matter. Words absolutely matter. Words shape words. Words shape worlds. Words create realities. It's not just what we say, it's how we say that makes all the difference for ourselves and for those around us. And we're both saying, there's a beautiful tie into Pesach over here as well. It's amazing. I spoke about this last week with Rabbi Nachman Shir. So the Haggadah says, that Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer Kol Shelo Amar Shlosha Devarim Eila LePesach LoYotadei Chavaso. Whoever did not say these three things on Pesach has not fulfilled his obligation. Pesach Matzo Mar. So It's very strange. What do you mean, kol shelo amar shelo shedivar? Why do I have to? What do you mean? First of all, it's not a din namira. I have to eat the Karban Pesach. I have to eat the matzah. I have to eat tomorrow. What do you mean, kol shelo amar? So the Hashem Tov HaKadosh, Rabbi Nachman, everyone says the same idea. That what? When you say things, what Rabbi Gamliel was trying to say was, you know what? When you say things, you create realities. So, Uneshama Parim Sefasenu. Rabbi said, we can't bring Karbanos today, but you know, when you speak about Karban Pesach, that's when Erev Pesach, there's a beautiful thing. You should make sure to make time for this. There's Seder Amiras Karban Pesach. There's a very important minog to recite the entire Parsha of Karban Pesach and all the relevant Mishnayos. Why? Because if you recite the Psukim, you recite the Mishnayos, then guess what? Your words create the reality. And those words make it as if I've offered up the Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Gamliel is saying, you know, sometimes you can't offer up the Karban Pesach. Why? Because there's no Beis HaMikdash yet. Sometimes a Jew could be so poor that he doesn't have matzah, doesn't have mar. So what does Rabbi Gamliel say? Kol shelo amar, it's okay. Sometimes in life you're precluded from engaging in certain dynamic activity. But even in those moments, you always have your amira. You always have your words. And your words could create realities as well. So you don't have Karban Pesach, if you speak about that Karban, if you just speak in a longing fashion about the desire to give that Karban, it's as if you brought it. Your matzah, even before you eat it, but if you talk about it, there's a kiyum in the mitzvah there. Your maror, speaking about it, words matters. It's kol shelo amar. It's not just enough to eat. So the behavioral part is not just enough, but to use our speech in the right way as well. V'huva ala kohen, this week's parsha of the Torah sensitizes us. Pesach, Rami Gamil sensitizes us. Our words are meaningful. Our words create realities. Our words have an impact. Our words are not empty, simple pieces of verbiage that do not leave, that do not have an impact. Every single word has to be measured. Every single word has to be used to its full. So we should be zoche meretz Hashem, this chus of Parshas Mesora, this chus of Rabbi Gamliel, that we should realize that the same way that words can be so damaging, words can be absolutely amazing. What you could accomplish in a positive way with just a positive word, what you could accomplish in a positive way with just the loving world is belikates, is without end. We should be zoche meretz Hashem in the schus of the Mitzvah and the schus of the Gamliel, learning these lessons to be empowered and to have really the koach to be able to use our dibur in the right way to uplift and to build the world around us. Asura ma'amarash. It's absolutely.